There's a new music business for the 21st century, and now is the best time ever to be in the music business. Because in the new music business, the artist is in charge. My name's Rick Barker, and I've been blessed to make a living in the music business for almost 30 years. I'm a personal manager, author, speaker. Many know me as the manager who launched the career of Taylor Swift. But what I'm most proud of are the thousands of artists from around the world that I manage daily and help navigate this crazy business. This podcast is designed to keep you up to date with the changes in the business and to give you the mindset, tools, and resources that you need to succeed.
Helping you navigate the music industry, here's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
Before we get into this episode of the podcast, I want to tell you about the MIB Secret Society. You may have noticed on my podcast page that there are certain podcasts that are available to the public, and then there is a subscription only. That is the MIB Secret Society. It gives me an opportunity to reward those of you that would like to go a little deeper with me. If you would like to get a little more raw, if you want more teaching, if you want me to be able to do more for you than I can in a normal podcast, the MIB Secret Society is the place for that. Just go to rickbarker.com/secret and see if it is right for you. It's the MIB Secret Society, and I would love for you to be a part of it. So today I want to talk to you about something that's hard for a lot of people, myself included, is making adjustments. We get so set in the way that things are that when things start to change, sometimes we can go into panic mode. I was that guy. I was that guy that freaked out. It's like I worked so hard to figure it out. And then once I figured it out, it seemed like the rules would get changed. Right now, the rules are changing a lot. Right now, when it comes to the music industry controlled the music business. Okay, let me rephrase that. Let me share that again. Okay, the music industry controlled the music business. If you wanted your songs heard, they had to be played on the radio. The record companies who are part of the music industry had the relationships with the radio stations in order for that to happen. You tracking with me? Okay. Distribution. How did we distribute our music? The music was distributed through stores, record stores, you know, the good old days, you know, Sam Goody, Tower Records, Walmart, Best Buy, Target. That's where the distribution took place. Well, in order to get your music into those distribution platforms, once again, that was controlled by the record company. Tours, all of that stuff, the industry had control of the music business. And then the internet came along and that changed everything. Do you know that there's still people thinking that things work the way that they worked 15, 20 years ago and expecting it to work that way and getting pissed off when I tell them that's not the way that it works anymore? Yeah, there's some people that still think in order for their music to get heard, they'll come to me and they'll say, Rick, I need you to help me get my music heard. What they're saying is, Rick, will you take my music and get it out into the world? And my answer to them is no, but I'll teach you how to do it yourself. I'll teach you how to use the resources that are readily available to you in today's new music business. And when you offer to teach someone, for me, if someone who has experience offers to teach me something that could benefit me, the last thing I'm ever going to do is argue with that person. I'm going to say, okay, what's the next step? Okay, how? So the adjustments that need to be made today is that people are now pissed off because of social media. Rick, I can't believe that Facebook won't show my post. Well, it's actually Facebook's platform. It's not my platform. It's not your platform. Facebook spoiled us. Twitter spoiled us. Instagram spoiled us. They gave us access. In order for us to use their platform and show up there every day, everything that we posted at one point almost got seen by everybody who actually followed us. And that was great for a couple of years. We got spoiled. Now, if you want your message being heard, Got to pay for it. Yeah, just like normal businesses. If you want your message to get in front of the right audience, depending on how big that audience is, you're going to pay for that to happen. The cool part is the ability for us to be able to pay to do that, it's pennies. That's right, pennies for us to be able to do that. Now, there was a time we had to buy radio ads, very expensive. We had to buy television ads out of most people's budgets. We had to buy magazine ads out of most people's budgets. That's why it was reserved for the labels. That's why it was reserved for the folks with budgets. Billboards, forget about it. You know, billboard on Times Square, forget about it. Now you can drop a billboard in front of anyone you want, if you're willing to pay for it, exactly where they are, on their phone, on their computer, on their iPad. That's what is so great about the way things are today. But we need to make the adjustments. You don't need an ad agency to run ads for you. You can run your own ads. How cool is that? You don't need to go into a studio to record your music. You can record your music right on your own computer. You don't need to hire a PR firm to get your message out there. You have the ability to do that through social media. You need to look at the way the industry is today as a blessing and not a curse, because when it was 15 years ago, there were only handfuls of artists that were getting the opportunity to get their music heard. Today, 60,000 songs a day are uploaded to Spotify. Think about that. Think about that. It used to be that you had to be on a label, be a priority at the label to get on the few coveted spots on radio to even get heard. And now today, over 60,000 songs are uploaded every single day on Spotify. Wow. This is a great time to be in the business. The key is you need to figure out what it is that needs to be done. The key is you need to learn what those changes are and what those adjustments are and make them. Now, you could spend hundreds of hours, thousands of hours on YouTube trying to figure it out yourself, but I think you're in the right place being here. If you're listening to this right now, you are a different type of artist. You are someone who understands the value in getting information. If you would like to get the most up-to-date information that's available when it comes to social media and getting your music out there and things like that, just go to socialmediaformusic.com and you will see my most up-to-date training talking about the different adjustments that we have to make in order to get our music heard. I want to make this as easy on you as possible. I will lead you to the water, but you have to drink. I'm going to teach you how to fish, but you've got to get out there and fish every day. The only person you ever want to be dependent on is staring you back in the mirror. Does that make sense? All right. Once again, I appreciate your time. If you would like to learn more about my subscription-only podcast, the MIB Secret Society, once again, you can head over to rickbarker.com/secret. All of this is going to be in the show notes on my website, rickbarker.com. You can get the podcast. You can get access to a lot of free trainings. Everything that you need, you will find there. If you like this, give it a rating. I'd appreciate it. Share it with your friends. But more importantly, just keep doing what you're doing. And if you're doing what you're doing is not giving you results, then I want you to do something different. That's the only time I'll make that preface there. If what you're doing right now is not working, let's figure out why. But if you've got something that's working, you're continuing to show up and educate yourself. That's what I mean by keep doing what you're doing. I'll see you on the next episode.